Hello, welcome to the DDP, going through Romans chapter 4. What a treat. Yesterday we closed our podcast in the 12th verse of Romans 4, where Paul says that Abraham was the father of circumcision to those who not only are of that circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while he was still uncircumcised. So he's father over a natural people that come through circumcision, but he's also father over those who walk in the faith that he had while he was still uncircumcised. Paul reiterates the argument that this justification has nothing to do with being circumcised, but that circumcision comes as a sign of the righteousness that's already there. And I told you we'd talk a little bit today about that steps of the faith. And to do that, I want to fast forward just a little bit in this chapter. I don't want to leave all of the interim verses for good, but I do for a spell, to go into the 18th, 19th, 20th verses, just to show you what Paul's idea was about these steps of faith. Listen to this: who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he become the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And we'll get into the details of those quotes when we go break these verses down. I just want to show you Paul's line of thinking. Not weak in the faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to perform, and therefore it was counted to him for righteousness. So Paul starts to give some of the details of what it looks like to walk, and I'm quoting verse 12, walk in the steps of the faith. And some of those steps were that contrary to hope, he hoped anyway. He believed where it was difficult to believe. He believed what was difficult to believe. I'll tell you one of the things that are difficult to believe that takes faith. It's not just believing there's a God and all of those things. I think most of us have the idea, even if we like want to deny, even if someone claims that they want to deny there's a God, I think most people believe something happened, something formed what we have here now. They may not want to acknowledge it as God, and I think some of that is a rebellion against the God that's been presented to them, and maybe they rightfully rebel against that, some could argue. But I think the greatest thing that it takes to have faith in is not the invisible God, but faith that God forgives all of our sins and doesn't count them against us. That was the blessedness of verse 7 and 8. And that's a difficult thing for humanity to grasp. We don't even forgive ourselves for our mistakes, much less accept. In fact, most humans are better at forgiving someone else than they are at forgiving themselves. I know I am. I can forgive someone, I think, fairly easily. But I have a hard time sometimes laying my own issues down and forgiving my own self. And I think that makes it difficult for us to accept the forgiveness of God. We feel like he's far holier than us, so surely he's offended. One of the next steps was that 19th verse, not being weak in faith. He didn't consider his own body already dead. In other words, he believed that if God said he could have children, he had them. And of course, again, we'll go into more detail with each of these verses when we get there. And he didn't waver at the promise of God through, and this key word in the middle of the 20th verse, it's a key word of the New Testament. He didn't waver at the promise of God through unbelief. And that's the great sin of the New Testament. When the author of Hebrews says, lay aside the weight and the sin, singular, the sin that doth so easily beset us. That's not your sin nature. That's the easy to get to sin of unbelief. It was the sin that plagued Israel. It's been the sin that plagues man. It's the sin that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of. Jesus said he shall convict the world of sin, righteousness, and of judgment. He said sin because they believe not on me. It doesn't say sin because they're a bunch of liars or sin because they're a bunch of adulterers. No, sin because they believe not on me. The sin they are convicted of is the lack of belief. And it's the same thing now. Yes, we are forgiven. And yes, we have received it in Christ. But to walk in the fullness of its benefits, we got to believe. And we need to believe what he says and not waver at the promise. And that's the walk of the steps of the faith. That's at least some of them from Romans 4:12. We'll transition with Paul as he turns the promise being granted through faith, not just justified before circumcision, but a promise granted through faith. And that's the promise that Abraham would be heir of the world. And we'll talk about what that means to be heir of the world. And we're going to get into some good stuff over the next few days that deal with inheritance. And so we'll meet you on the other side. We'll see you tomorrow. Grace to you.